FAR International Bridge reports traffic growth and plans intermodal expansion. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. Luis Bazin, director of the FAR International Bridge, provided an update on traffic growth, cargo composition, infrastructure progress, and long-term planning during an interview with Sergio Sanchez of Curve 710. Bazin said the bridge continues to function as a primary commercial trade hub between the United States and Mexico, with measurable increases in activity. Bazin reported that truck traffic has risen approximately 14-15% in both northbound and southbound directions compared to the same period last year. "We're crossing the majority of cargo through this bridge," Bazin said. "It's a primary hub for trade." He added that weekly cargo movement trends show consistent growth, stating, "Every 7 days, we're growing at about 5-7%. He emphasized that these figures are based on truck volume, not weight or tonnage, clarifying, "That's correct." Number of trucks. The bridge processes between 1.2 million and 1.3 million trucks annually, according to Bazin. He also noted ongoing account growth among port users. "If our goal is 60 accounts for the year, we're at about 38 accounts right now that we've opened," he said. He described continued activity from existing customers alongside new developments in the area. Addressing cargo composition, Bazin said the bridge is widely known for produce but that higher value goods dominate in economic terms. "If you look at the value, produce is of the least value," he said. He explained that manufactured goods, such as medical supplies, technology, and automotive products, account for about 75% of cargo value, while produce accounts for about 18%. "That's a misconception that everybody has," Bazin said, while reaffirming that the bridge remains the number one produce bridge for the past decade. In terms of volume, produce shipments remain significant. Bazin stated that more than 200,000 truckloads of fresh produce cross the bridge annually, with peak periods ranging from 15,000 to 20,000 truckloads per month. "We crossed about 215,000 truckloads of fresh produce through here," he said, noting seasonal fluctuations that taper off in early spring. Bazin also provided an update on the bridge expansion project, which he said is more than 90% complete. "Construction has progressed over several years, with Mexico's side already operational. We're very close to the finish line," he said. "Final work includes the on-ramp portion of the project, with full operations expected by May or June." He noted that key components such as the binational boundary connection and crossover lanes have already been completed. A central focus of the interview was a market integration and logistics study aimed at expanding the bridge's role beyond traditional truck crossings. Bazin said the study is evaluating how to connect the port with air, rail, and maritime systems to create an intermodal logistics network. "We're working on a study to see how feasible it is to connect the dots," he said. The study includes potential collaboration with the Reynosa Airport System, which is operated by Grupo Aeroportuario Centro Norte and comprises multiple airports with cargo capabilities. Bazin said one goal is to increase the use of existing cargo permits and link air freight operations with the bridge's trucking network. Rail connections are also under consideration through regional switching services, as a significant share of east-west rail cargo already crosses into Mexico through the area. Additionally, Bazin referenced ongoing discussions with the Port of Brownsville, where a memorandum of understanding has been in place for several years. He said the study will examine how maritime cargo can be moved from ships to trucks and across the bridge into Mexico. "How do we move product from a boat to a truck across into Mexico through our bridge?" he said. Bazin emphasized that specific commodities for future intermodal movement have not yet been determined. "That's what we're trying to figure out," he said, adding that early discussions have included items such as microchips and automotive components. He said the purpose of the study is to provide a detailed analysis before identifying target industries. Regarding federal coordination, Bazin described participation in binational meetings involving U.S. and Mexican agencies that review border infrastructure projects. He said the FAR project is nearing completion and does not require additional approvals or funding requests. "We've always had the leadership, we've always had the funding, and we've always had the plans in place," he said. Bazin concluded that trade activity remains strong despite external pressures. Commerce isn't stopping, he said. There's still a lot of movement because business needs to get done.